there we go. That's the new music.
Yeah, it's not new because you did it last time, but
do you like that?
I'm warming to it.
And now we're joined in the studio by Paul Golder. He's been hot-footed it back from the council. They do a weekly briefing every week on a Friday, and Paul comes in and tells us everything that's going on with the council.
Yes, I did. And today's briefing was with the deputy leader, William Lloyd. Barry is on holiday. So he had a chat about things that happened. Quite interesting. He was trying to make out it wasn't, but it was. Okay, firstly, we mentioned a few weeks ago that Barry Aspinall said that he, you know, we have an election every year in Brentwood. Mm. We have one third of the ward seats go up for election every 4 years. So you get a third, a third, a third, and then you get no election for the borough. And they tend to have the county council elections in that year as well. And sometimes you'll have the general election depending whereabouts on the cycle it falls. And it's quite complicated. And this used to be very common because I studied politics about 20 years ago, and I was told that this is outside the metropolitan boroughs, this is how they did it, and they don't do it a lot anymore. Mm. But what I didn't know, there is a trend to move away just so that you have one election every 4 years. What I didn't know actually is that we used to do this in Brentwood, and it was in 2002 that the previous administration, or the then administration, changed it to what they call election by thirds. And it is kind of confusing, and it does mean that you also get the possibility of a weak administration, because the current administration has a majority of one. So next year they could lose one seat and be in opposition, and that means that they only had 1 year to enact their plans. Then the following year, the current opposition who've taken power, they could lose one seat and they could be back in opposition. So yeah, they've only had 1 year as well. So you don't get strong a strong administration, don't get strong local government. Now, the Conservative Party in power in the general election, they it was part of their manifesto, they said that they would have a fixed term parliament. So whereas before you used to call a parliament when it looked like it was suitable to you, maybe after 4 years, or if you were going to lose after 5 years, now we know we've got a fixed term of 5 years.
Yeah.
So we know the next general election is in May 2015, and the next one after that will be in May 2020. So it takes the uncertainty out of you know, how many years have I got to enact my plans? And this is something that the current administration want to do. And we already talked about that, and now they're doing it. There's a council meeting on the 22nd of October. The matter is going to be discussed. In the event that it is passed and the council has a majority, what they're actually asking to do is they're asking to have a consultation and an extraordinary general meeting. This is where it gets a little bit complicated, because to actually pass it, they need to call an EGM, because it's changing the constitution. It's quite a big deal. And that will be on the 10th of December after a consultation. And if that's passed, it will start in 2016.
So how long will they be? How long will that be then?
It'll be, if it's passed, there'll be an election by thirds next year to coincide with the general election. And then there'll be a major council election in 2016 where everybody is up. And then that'll be 4 years.
4 years.
And then 2020, there'll be a council election coinciding with the general election.
Yeah.
2020. Now, the problem is that the motion, because it's an EGM, it will need a two-thirds majority. And the current administration don't have a two-thirds majority. They've got a one-seat majority.
Yeah.
So it's just over 50%. So the accord has to work with the Conservatives to make this happen. And William says this is going to be a big job, and he hopes Louise McKinley, the leader of the Brentwood Conservatives, will give everybody a free vote, and he believes there's a lot of pros and not so many cons in doing it. One of the pros, of course, is that it will save between £138,000 and £195,000 of council money every 4 years by having the elections every 4 years and not every year. Obviously, it's going to save money.
Yeah.
So that's something that they want to do. They want to save this money.
Mm.
So that could happen,
and it doesn't mean if they do it now, because it's going to happen, it won't happen while they're in power that they can stay in power for 4 years. It'll be
no.
It's not that, it'll still be that people will vote, they're just putting it in place.
That's right.
So it'll be fair on both all the parties.
Yes,
involved.
That's right. They're not trying to change the goalposts and say, well, you can't now have a vote for 4 years.
Yeah,
there will be one more vote, and then there'll be a 4 year vote after that.
Yeah,
so there will be two elections and then a 4 year gap.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll keep you up to date with that. We'll see what happens. Okay, now the next thing we talked about, there's a meeting of the Business and Town Centre Committee in, I believe that's next Wednesday, 15th. And Again, another thing we talked about, which is going to happen now, is nighttime parking charges. This is the idea. The idea is that if you contribute to the nighttime economy, you should be contributing to the nighttime economy by paying for your parking at night, because there are people out there who are making money, but their customers are parking for free, whereas there are lots of shopkeepers in Brentwood who are making money, or maybe not making money, and their customers have to pay a lot of money to park. And the council don't think that's fair, so they're going to introduce a £2 flat charge after 7 o'clock. So if you park after 7 o'clock, you've got to pay. This is
Can you park on a yellow line after 7 o'clock?
In council car parks, on street parking, you got to have a look to see where you got to park. But that's right. You will probably be able to find places off street that you can park in. But as far as the council concerned, if you park in one of their car parks, you're going to have to pay a flat charge of £2. Now, it is a trial. And the Accord do want to have a completely fair and reliable scheme for the borough, in their own words. This is all about fairness. And some of the daytime charges have reduced a little bit. There's been an introduction of a £1 for 1 hour charge as well. It's going to be £1.30 for 2 hours, which I think is the current charge. I think some of the car parks, like Copfold Road, the multi-storey, has a 40p charge for half an hour, and they're going to make that free. So they're going to reduce across the board a little bit and get them. It's going to be cost neutral. So if you pay more at night, then the daytime people will save a little bit.
So, I mean, I know it's gone down in the cop hole for about 40 pence, actually, because I noticed today I put in it was £1. And I get, every time I go, it's a different price. It keeps changing. But I was like, it's normally, because you get half an hour, you see, where you can run quickly to the shops. And I went a little bit over, but it was only £1.
There have been so many changes to the parking structure in Brentwood over the last few years. No, including me, nobody in that room knew what the current situation was, and I just had to look it up on the council website. And those
the
figures are
like Copfold is great because you've got the barriers, and also you've got the one at but the other ones behind the back of the Sugar Hut and where Crown Street are, there's no barriers, so they'd have to have somebody going around checking the cars, wouldn't they?
Which one? Well, the one around the back of
I think the one around the back of the
Chatham Way, they call it.
I think
there are barriers there now, aren't there? I think they put them in.
I don't know, because I've never used barriers. That one, you just have to pay and display. They're paying displays around the back of
I've got
William
a feeling
Hunter
that
Way. William Hunter Way is pay and display.
There's some barriers now to get out, isn't it? No, they took the barriers down, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just being confusing. There you go. Cut that bit out.
I don't know, to be honest. I think you're right. Some of them are pay and display, but they do have people going around and checking. And I wouldn't park in a pay and display car park hoping I could get away with it, because it's not a gamble I'd really want to take. Something that the in Brentwood we used to have as well was we used to pay and display. And let's say it was 80 pence and you only had a pound coin. It wouldn't give you any change. So I find that's just downright dishonest. It's not just Brentwood that did that, because they changed it. They don't do it anymore. But lots of authorities do that, and it's just, you know, if you pay for something, you give them, you got to get change.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise it's like, well, it depends what you got in your pocket. It could be 80p, it could be a pound. It's
or a ticket that says you've got 20 pence off the next and a little code on it.
Well, that's right. It was fundamentally unfair, whatever, you know. And the Brentwood Council made £17,000 a year from that, which is just robbing people, really. Well, you know, it's even more ironic when you consider that this was under the previous administration. It's even more ironic when you consider that there were advertising billboards in that car park where they were forgetting to collect the rent for them. So they were overcharging the genuine customers, and they were forgetting to charge the businesses that were getting a benefit from it.
Yeah,
just crazy. But the Accord have, in their own words, sorted all these things out, so it's all a little bit fairer now. Okay, so also William Lloyd made a point about the minimum wage. He says that he feels that the maximum amount that you park should be equivalent to 1 hour minimum wage, and that's his aspiration. Now, at the moment, you pay up to £10.50 a day for parking in Brentwood, and minimum wage isn't £10.50, it's a bit lower. Do you know what it is?
Is it £6.85?
I can't remember. It's £6 something. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I could have written it in on my notes before I came here, but I didn't. So I don't know, but it's about £6, yeah. So that's his aspiration. He feels that nobody should have to work more than 1 hour to park all day in Brentwood, which is a nice thing. I felt like bringing up and saying, "Oh, it sounds like communism to me," but decided against it.
Well, if you go
touchy
to
subject,
if you go to Westfield, you're paying now £12 a day to park, and at the week and on weekdays it's £6 to park. And so, I mean, that's an extortionate amount of money.
Well,
£6, £12 for a whole day if you want to go to Westfield Park.
It is a lot, yeah. South End is more expensive as Brentwood, but then I went to Romford and they're cheaper than Brentwood. So, you know, it all depends on whether you want people to come to your town to spend money in your town.
Yeah.
You know, that's something you can do about it. So, enough of parking now. Apprentices. We've talked about apprentices in the past as well. Is The Apprentice back on TV as well? I don't watch TV.
I don't know.
It's coming back soon, isn't it?
I don't really watch it. I don't
hot
really
topic.
Like it.
We're hoping to get a lot of extra hits because of the word apprentice going in the title. Hashtag apprentices. Okay, now Barry has already said previously that the council want to invest in apprentices, and William's confirmed now that they're looking to create four apprentice places in Brentwood Borough Council in the next budget year. And he thinks that the council can find between 7 or 8. Now, there is a cost of about £20,000 in training each person, but he wants to invest in this because he thinks it's right. And he also says that they're not replacing staff by doing this. This is additional support and brand new learning opportunities for people as well. So it's something that they believe in, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. He says central government says everybody's got to create more apprentices, but no one's been doing it, and he says they're doing it. Yeah. So, yeah, good for them. More apprentices. Finally, and this is the bit that William said might have been a little bit boring, it was quite interesting. He's talking about a major constitution overhaul. They're looking at a constitution overhaul. And always, as an ex-accountant, I always find that stuff riveting. Now, he wants to... the main point, really, is that William wants to increase engagement between the council and the public. He wants Brentwood Council to be the most transparent possible. And I know everybody from every administration and every council says that, whether they mean it or not. I don't know. I always remember Russell Quirk having a Freedom of Information request and getting a about 400-page document and about 380 pages. You know what I'm talking about. 380 pages of it was blacked out or something, which was crazy. But William actually wants to get to a position where people don't ask for FOI requests anymore because everything's available to them. Yeah. He says by the next election period, April, May, he wants every document that can be uploaded to be uploaded for public viewing on the Brentwood Borough Council website. That's a big job. But if he does it, well, fair play to him.
He probably won't be scanning it in, to be fair. It'll probably be one of the apprentices.
It's all beginning to make sense now, isn't it?
It's one of the four extra people be scanning away night and day.
In a way, it's encouraging to know that it's not going to be the deputy leader of the council who's actually doing all the scanning. But
he's done it to get to that position he's in. He must have done it.
So yeah, smart move if it is. That's good. Anyway, so that was the news for the current leadership of Brentwood Council. And as always, we have invited the Conservatives to respond and comment on what's happening, and the Conservatives have not responded to our email as usual, so we'll keep working away on that.
You want to check that email address? I reckon it's going somewhere. It could be going anywhere.
My email is as pure as anything. I read the spam and I check the spam all the time as well. They come through occasionally.
Do you check to see that you've received it?
No, I don't do that. No.
I hate people who do that. I always put no.
Yeah, I think most people do now, actually.
Have you read it? No, I haven't.
Yeah, I'll reply in my own time. You know, well, no, the point we're trying to make is that the invitation to the opposition parties is always there. Yeah. And as a radio station, I'm actively trying to obtain balance by asking them to come in and talk about these things. But if they feel that they don't want to talk about it, then that's fine, not a problem. The invitation's there. When they want to come in, they can just knock on the door. And as long as we've not got a 2-hour symphony going out on air, we'll put them on air.
Yeah, so yeah, that's the point, actually. If you do turn up, we'll knock on the window. We'll normally let you in.
I know. So
unless you've got Ross and then we just pull the blinds down.
dangerous policy. Yeah.
Right, 11:16. Thanks, Paul. We'll be back again next Friday with more from the council. Here's Amelia Lilly with California.